Sif Yud. Lo yikanech b'yad yamin. When you wipe yourself after going to the bathroom, you should not wipe yourself with your right hand. This is from a Gemara also in Brachos. The Gemara gives a number of reasons why. We'll see. The Mishnah Berurah is going to bring just because that's the hand that does the tefillin tying. The Gemara has all stuff about writing, like Dvarim Shebekedusha. Okay, but why am I saying that? Because I see plenty of leniency here by women. By women. For women to not have to wear this halacha at all. Anyways, plenty of leniency. So anyways, halacha yud downstairs here, it's Sifkan yud zayin. B'yad yamin, your right hand. So he brings b'pnei shekosher b'tfilin al zeroa hasmoli, because your right hand does the mitzvah of tying the tefillin onto your left hand. V'otam macherim, and there are other reasons too. It writes Dvarim Shebekedusha, etc. You can look there in Bracha Samach Beis. But of course, that's not nogeya to women, so I think you've got leniency here. I don't know the din. I'm not clear on the din. I'm happy to say that there's a separate issue to say. You know what? I'll come back. Let me finish, then I'll discuss all my stuff. But Tovli Zar, and it's also, he says, good to be careful, melikaneach be'etzba ha'emtza'i, to also, when you're wiping yourself, to be careful not to use your middle finger on your left hand. Why? Shekorach alav ha'ratzua. Because the left hand gets the ratzua, the tefillin strap on it also. So basically you got three fingers.
The right hand is because it's used...
Does the mitzvah
the
tying?
Right.
So I guess that's strange. That's that. Now, because of achronim, the kasvu ha'achronim, the achronim say, de'iter yad shekol inyanav osa b'smol. If you're a clear cut lefty, then the kanech b'smol didei, use your weaker hand, i.e., your right hand. Shu yamin shekol adam. That's everyone else's right hand. Use your right hand. Right? V'chein kas. V'im kosev b'smol u'shar masav osa b'yamin olahefech. If you're like quasi ambidextrous, or you're lefty in part things, then you got a nightmare in your hands. I'm bir halacha. You have to ask. Look in the bir halacha. There's basically someone that says everything, so you have to ask your rabbi about that one. Now, okay. Halach l'maisa. It seems that the olam is knowing like this. It would seem. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Olam is knowing like this, I believe. So, like, these are all hard to know exactly, you know. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the whole story we're talking about here is because people used to, for those people who used to wipe themselves like directly with their hand, or like a bidet or something like that, or whatever it was. So then it was your hand coming direct contact with the actual filth. So that, he said, that's too much. You should not disrespect your hand that does these Dvarim Shebekedusha with that. And the same would go for the middle finger. Again, even if you're using the left hand, be careful not to get the little middle finger filthy, because that's where your ratzua gets wrapped around. And there are a number of others that go like him, that this is only applying to those who are using not toilet paper. And Rav Scheinberg says that's the din. So Rav Scheinberg is mighty makel here, and basically says, Bazman is it, the whole thing is not okay for us, we use toilet paper. Okay? I guess, be careful not to filthy yourself when you're using toilet paper, but the din is, since you're using toilet paper, it wouldn't be nogea. My impression, Rav Berkowitz didn't learn like that. He wants the right hand. He wants you to wipe with your left hand. I think most people are like mocking for that, like this too, as well as that shla, the not use the middle finger. I think that's the din. I think that's the, I don't know the din. I think that's the commonplace halacha. To use your left hand. Takes a bit of practice. If you're not used to doing it, it takes a bit of practice, and that's that. I'm not opposed to it, but I certainly see plenty of room to be leaning here for all the above reasons for women. A, it seems like the issue is tefillin wrapping and safer Torah writing and stuff, but not no gear for women. And anyways, you have like the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Scheinberg that anyways, it's not a problem if you're not using your hand directly. So like, that's lenient. Where I'm not sure about, an interesting question that I'm just not sure about, is if a man is asked, let's say the man who's makbet to use his left hand for wiping himself, what if your kid asks you to wipe him? Right? Your kid, your 2-year-old, your 3-year-old kid, they can't wipe themselves, you have to do it. So do you have to use your left hand there? That's quite a tricky business. I'm not, because it's not brought down anywhere, I don't know. Okay, that's what you say, fine. Why? I don't know, didn't... Why should it be? I don't know. I understand. I don't know.
The child is old enough to considered Zohar.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're talking that. I certainly hear to be machmir like that. I just certainly hear like it could be different. In other words, there's no din elsewhere. I don't know. You clean up after your dog. You might say yes, the same thing. But I'm saying mechtez the after now dafki use your left hand to clean up after your dog. Okay, you might say what's the difference? But I'm open with that. I'm leaving it as a question. No, listen, because there's a tzad not to. The tzad not to is it's, if you're a righty, you don't want to do a good job with the left hand. It's a big problem. It's like you have a good reason not to want to do it.
You get used to
it. Okay, so there you go. So that's that. Yeah, what else? You get used to things. So you can wipe with your left also. Right, that's right. I'm undomesticated. Oh yeah. So that's that. So fine. That's that. We look at the Gemara. It's all because look at the Gemara there. You'll see. They all seem to do the things that you do with your right hand, like they're not women things doing. So okay, are we out of time? I feel like a lot of movement happening.